closer.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pre-Accident Investigation Safety Moment. I'm your Safety Moment host, and my name is Todd Conklin. Let's talk a little bit about operational excellence. We've only got a couple minutes. That's all it takes. So workers basically have two forms of time. And I want you to think about this. So open your mind, sit back, relax, close your eyes, open your hands. Take your index finger and put it on your thumb. We're going to go into a meditative state. But I really want you to sort of pry on this one a little bit with the old brain. There's time to work and time to think. So now the premise of this is really interesting, and that is you cannot learn and perform at the same time. And this is probably worth 15 or 20 full-blown podcasts. But for an operational excellence, I want you to think about it this way. We give workers time to plan, and then we give them time to work. As we try to do more with less, we can't really take away the time to work, so we remove the time to plan. That is worthy of an operational excellence safety moment comment. When we take away the time to think about how we're going to do the work, what we lose is that ability to sort of predictively plan, prevent, identify, look at, put in fail safes, build in defenses, add in safeguards. All those go away in order to gain efficiency. And that is a very, very important thing for us to think about. When we give workers time to plan and time to work, they do very good, very effective work very safely. When we take away the time to plan and just make them go straight into the work, that's when we run into problems around their preparedness and their capacity for that system to fail in a safe way. Time to think, time to work. Time to think, time to work. That's a really important difference. It's a quick discussion, but that's all we do in these little safety moments is have quick discussions. When we take away that time to think, then we put workers into reactive mode and they're simply responding to the world in front of them. When we give them time to think, they have some opportunity to prepare and they actually are not in a reactive mode. They're actually in a they're more in a offensive mode. They're more in a objective mode. They're more in an ability to handle the capacity for the system to fail safely. That's the safety moment for today. Think it over, my friends. It's a good one. Until then, learn something new every single day. Listen to the full-blown podcast. Have as much fun as you possibly can. And for goodness sakes, be safe.